At the Worker Memorial Day event at the Legislative Office Building, I have a special guest, photojournalist Earl Dotter, who just had Life Work photo exhibit. Earl, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Willie, for being out here at my exhibit. It's a 50-year retrospective. It's called Life's Work, a 50-year photographic chronicle of working in the USA. And it's a book and an exhibit.
Okay. And Earl, tell me something about Earl Dotter.
Well, I started in 1968 when I was a student at the School of Visual Arts in Manhattan. That year, Martin Luther King was killed, Bobby Kennedy died, and the Farmington Mine disaster claimed 78 coal miners. That put me on a path toward socially useful photography. I ended up as a VISTA volunteer in Appalachia, in order to rub shoulders with coal miners, and that kind of segued into about 7 years of work photographing the most hazardous occupation in America. That was a coal mining job. A coal miner was killed every other working day.
Tell me some of the publications or books or something that your photos are in.
Okay. So when I went to work for the United Mine Workers Journal, that was a period of 5 years, which kind of cut my teeth on occupational photojournalism. Miners invited me into their homes to break bread with them before we went into their mine. I learned what their concerns were, and then I was a better informed photographer. I also often worked with a journalist a lot, and so during the course of the interview, my camera would be sitting in my lap until I learned the story of the subject I was about to photograph. And for instance, I listened in on an interview of a black lung victim, and he said to the reporter, "You wouldn't believe the number of medications I have to take every other day, every day." And so I said to this man, "Would you show me your where you take your medicines?" And he said, "Follow me." I followed him into his bedroom. He sat down next to his bedside table where that all the medications were laid out. He was totally exhausted. He was coughing from that exertion. And I photographed him with his medications as he was having a really major coughing fit. And so I learned how to take pictures from my subjects. It was a collaboration. We worked together. And another black lung victim, he said, you won't believe the number of, not medications, but the number of days I have to see the doctor. And I said, is that what all those circles on your calendar are all about? And so we went over to the calendar, and sure enough, they were all these different appointments with doctors so he could breathe.
Mm-hmm. This was not only a photojournalist taking pictures, but you also were learning a lot.
That's right. That's right. And it was a collaboration between my subjects and myself. And I was a painfully shy kid before I picked up the camera. And the camera gave gave me an excuse to poke my nose into other people's business. But first of all, the rules of common courtesy apply. I would introduce myself and I say, "Oh, I saw you out of the corner of my eye, and you look like a very interesting individual. I'm Earl Dotter. I'm a student at the School of Visual Arts, and my teacher wants me to take pictures of people who live where I live here in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And could you help me with that?" And so if I was good at introducing myself, the favor would be returned, and we'd work together on a set of photos.
Your style, if somebody asks you today, what is the difference between your style of photographing now and the or any journalist coming up and just photographing at work, people that get injured?
Good question. Good question, Willie. What I strive to do is personalize my subjects. So the viewer of my subjects, the pictures I take, can see the common ground that they share with people maybe a little less fortunate than them. It might be that sense of dignity my subjects projects that also the viewer of that coal miner or textile worker or auto worker, they will see that common ground where they want to be be treated with self-respect and dignity, and so do my subjects.
What do you think of workers' Memorial Day?
Well, it's important. Some 5,000 workers died in the United States this year, a horrible toll. And not only that, thousands and thousands more were injured and are too sick to work again. So there's a quiet sickness in our society, an under-recognized social problem. And I try with what I consider to be socially useful photography to address that lack of concern for hazardous work, and I try to show workers who are taking steps to improve their workplaces and make their work and jobs safer.
And what has been the response to your photo from the people?
Well, I'm still doing it after 50 years, so I must be doing something right. First of all, my subjects, the workers I've photographed through the years, I stay in touch with them. And there's one guy, Ronnie Hipshire. I photographed his dad back in 1976 as he was coming out of the coal mine. And his dad died of black lung in 1987. But Ronnie, I photographed him when he was in active job as a coal miner himself. Ronnie's retired now, but last week, his dad's picture appeared in the Mueller report. It was a misused photo by the Trump and Pence campaign and the Russians. And so the fact that I still was in touch with Ronnie, I could call him up and say, look at page 31 in the Mueller report. And he did. And he said, I got to stand up for my dad. I want to talk to the media about this. And so he ended up with an interview on All Things Considered. There's been an editorial in the Charleston, West Virginia Gazette newspaper. There's been articles in the Philadelphia Inquirer and the Washington Post. And just last night on Anderson Cooper 360.
You know, I've seen that photo, and I didn't know that was your photo. I mean, that's very interesting. Yeah, that photo about the miner who was...
he had coal black
on his face.
Right. And so I'm pleased that you've seen that photo, Willie, because there's kind of an artistic intent in that picture. As I was taking the photo of Lee, I followed him all day in the coal mine, I said, Lee, I'm going to go out of the mine before you, but I want to take a picture of you just as you emerge from the darkness of the mine into the daylight. And that was intentional. I wanted the dark background so I could see his coal blackened pores, and furthermore, I could see the whites of his eyes as he was looking right into the camera with that blackened face. And so that picture has stood the test of time, and I'm sorry to say the Russians liked it and misused it.
Right. Very interesting. We're here at the Worker Memorial Day, and they have an exhibit, your exhibit here, and there's like hundreds of photos all around, and people are still looking at it and getting information. Now, we're talking now, and this information will be on the radio, and people can't really see the pictures except for that one that you just mentioned. So I'd like to know, did you do a book, or how could people get to see the other?
Well, there's a book of the same name. Again, it's Life's Work, a 50-year photographic chronicle of working in the USA. I have my own website, which is just, they can just go to my name, Earl, E-A-R-L, Dotter, D-O-T-T-E-R, and they can find my website, earldotter.com. They can see a lot of the pictures that are up here at the exhibit, which is unfortunately closing this afternoon, and they can find my book as well.
All right. All right, Earl, I want to thank you for doing this interview at the spur of the moment, but I learned something, and now I'll be looking at a lot of pictures and kind of wondering, who's that? Is that Earl?
Well, Willie, thank you for coming to this important Worker Memorial Day event to honor those who have been lost in New York State and the country at large. Some 5,000 workers. It's not a small number.
And thank you, Earl, for putting their stories out.
All right. Appreciate it, Willie.
You're welcome.